I mean, as soon as we got elected, we both made contact with the other councillors, hoping that we could have some conversation about morality and what we can see. And we've seen it for the last 10 years that it's the small little group of four or five has been in the last year, last council, and that someone has been left out. And that person was Sinead Maguire the last time. It's very obvious that there's this group that they keep voting for each other. It's like block voting. And it's not fair. It's just not fair. Like, Fartle and I both have a very strong mandate. We both have a very strong mandate of the people to represent the people. And we actually need, and we would both represent them really well as mayor of the town and of Sligentown. And I just think it's just not, and we can see it this morning, the way all the block voting again, that one person doesn't nominate the other. And especially, I suppose, when Fergal nominated me for mayor, you know, there's people for a profit council, Gino Boyle would prefer to second the promotion, you know, the proposal of Tom McSherry than he would to someone that's on the left. Also, Councillor Declan Bree, and also Garth Gibbons. So I suppose, is this a true left that they say it is in Sligo Borough Council, when they'd actually prefer to vote for Fianna Fáil and second Fianna Fáil nomination than they would to a fellow female person on the left?
Has it left a bit of a sour taste in your mouth? Would you be, I suppose, would there be a bit of apprehension there working with your fellow councillors now? Has it created a bit of a division?
Well, I think the division was there, Catherine, to be honest, before we even came in. Like, we were completely excluded immediately. You know, I think that was decided, well, even when we got elected, that we were left out. So it isn't us that's creating the division, it's actually the other side that have. And I just think they've been used to this cosy consensus, you know. I'm disappointed, I suppose, on the councillors that I would consider to be on the left wing, that they wouldn't support me, and as well are the only female representative. And Fergal, he's the only Strandhill representative, and from the Strandhill Peninsula, who have mandated, and who, you know, people in Strandhill deserve to be included, you know. It's disappointing, but to be honest, I'm not surprised. It's been going on for so long.